Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the June 22nd, 2022 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of this commission is to provide for the protection, enhancement, perpetuity of the areas having special historical, cultural, aesthetic interest or value in order to promote health, prosperity, and general welfare of the people. The preservation of this heritage is of basic and vital importance for the development and maintenance of the community's culture and for the protection of property values because of their association with history. This commission, appointed by City Council, and is not affiliated with any for-profit or nonprofit organization. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards as set forth in the City of Savannah zoning ordinance are used by the board to determine the compatibility of the proposed changes and new development visually from the public right-of-ways, including streets, lanes, and sidewalks within the Savannah local historic and conservation districts. This board cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinance. Items such as land use, landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, impact on property values, and interior arrangements of structures are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in the issuing or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for decisions. Please turn off all cell phones and mute your mic until called upon to speak. Each board member must say their name when you speak and when you vote on an item. Will the members present please identify themselves by name for the record? Rebecca?
Rebecca Fenwick.
Kathy Ledvina.
May Bowley.
Kirsten Connor.
Thank you.
Robin Williams.
Thank you. The posting of signs. Members of the board receive an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Are there any projects that were not properly posted that you are aware of? Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. These items have been found by the preservation officer to be in accordance with the preservation standards, visually compatible factors, and design standards, and have apparent consensus with no known objection from the public. Is there any member of the public or board members who wish to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda?
Kathy Ledvina.
Go ahead.
I move to remove number one, petition of Ward Architecture Plus Preservation, 111 East 36th Street from the consent agenda to first spot in the regular agenda.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Robin Williams, second.
Do I have a vote, Rebecca?
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Ledvina, approve.
May Bowley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Motion passes.
Item Robin one. Williams, approve.
Can he vote? Okay.
Please remember I'm here.
I will, but I was told you couldn't vote.
That's incorrect. I'm a present member.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I had thought you were not able to vote because you were virtual. Moving item one, 111 East 36th Street to the regular agenda as the first item on that agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
Sorry, Virginia, I'm going to harass you again. You have to approve the rest of the consent agenda.
Oh, okay. Do I have a motion to consent to approve items one, excuse me, two and three on the consent agenda?
Rebecca Fenwick, I motion we approve the rest of the consent agenda.
May Bowley, second.
Rebecca?
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Ledvina, approve.
May Bowley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Dr. Williams?
Robin Williams, approve.
Motion passes. The adoption of the agenda for June 22, 2022.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Revised agenda.
Motion to adopt the revised agenda.
Kirsten Connor, I second that.
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Ledvina, approve.
May Bowley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Robin Williams, approve.
Thank you. The approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? Hearing none, I ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
Kirsten Connor, I motion to approve the minutes.
May Bowley, second.
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Ledvina, approve.
May Bowley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Robin Williams, approve.
Minutes are approved. Items requested to be removed from the final agenda. There are none, so we will move on to the continued agenda. Items 6 through 16 have been requested to be continued.
Rebecca Fenwick, I propose we approve the continued agenda.
Kathy Ledvina, second.
May Bowley, second.
Oh, sorry.
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Ledvina, approve.
May Bowley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Robin Williams, approve.
Request for extension. There are none, so we will move on to the regular agenda. The presentation of the applications with recommendations from staff. The first item is the Victorian District 222 West, excuse me, no. I back up, 111 East 36th Street.
Aslan.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. This is Jamie Zarillo presenting the staff recommendation for 111 East 36th Street. The petitioner is seeking approval for the addition of a brick side yard fence and ribbon strip driveway. The petitioner has detailed the driveway shall be permeable paver ribbon strip driveway near the east property line off of East 36th Street, as well as the installation of pierced red brick fence at the rear side of the driveway. For historical context, the building is historic and was constructed in 1903 and is a contributing resource in the district. On February 23rd, 2022, the HPC approved the rehabilitation of the main building and the carriage house, and the work is currently underway. As for the standards, with regards to the ribbon strip driveway, staff has determined that though there is physical access to the lane on East 36, that it would be favorable and more appropriate with regards to the historical integrity of the property to accept the proposal for a ribbon strip driveway on East 36th Street. The main sort of idea in staff's recommendation was that the addition of the ribbon strip driveway would be more reversible than any alterations to the backyard, as well as the brick fence or the carriage home. And so the staff recommendation. would be approval for the addition of a brick side yard fence and ribbon strip driveway at 111 East 36th Street as requested, because the work is visually compatible and meets the standard. Thank you, and I will turn it over to any questions.
Are there any questions? In a minute. I have a question. Is this driveway on the east or the west side of the structure?
East side.
So you're constructing a whole new driveway, not the one that was previously used?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no
existing. Yeah. There's no existing driveway. The photo for context was showing the neighboring driveway.
Okay. It was used by the residents that lived in the house, the driveway. That's why I'm asking. Okay.
Site plan?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the other person's property, but
this one.
See that?
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I was just asking for clarity.
Yep.
Okay. Is the petitioner present?
This is Josh Ward with Ward Architecture and Preservation. I understand from the pre-meeting that there's some concern over the removing the existing granite curb and the driveway itself. And we are happy to study putting the parking in the rear of the property. I think initially our concept was, as staff suggested, that we didn't want to remove the brick wall in the rear of the property. We're happy to study that and to remove the proposed driveway from the side yard. I think we might still want to pursue the new brick wall that would be built beyond the driveway, just so we could have some privacy back there. But for your consideration today, we will remove the ribbon strip driveway from the front of the building and come back to staff with some sort of parking in the rear. It works.
Would you prefer a continuance?
Well, we don't need to. I think we're okay with looking at it in the back instead of continuing it. Maybe
that would be a denial then, and you resubmit.
What's the best path forward, Leah?
Probably to deny the driveway and approve the fence. I mean, if you all want to approve. That's probably the best way.
We don't run into a delay, a delay period of time?
No, because then he just has to remove the driveway from the project. And if he's not going to do it anyway, then it's moot.
Can we look at the fence again? Just, I think there's a sketch or.
Oh, of the new fence?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want to see, the elevation? Yeah, so it's proposed to match this one, which is in the rear yard. That's the one that Kathy was talking about earlier.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a motion? Or do we have any discussion? Is there any public comment? Hearing none. Is there any board discussion?
Kirsten Connor, do we have a picture of what the current yard looks like, where they might be putting additional parking in the future if they don't do the driveway?
Oh, you mean what it looks like today? No, we were just looking on Street View. I'll do that. Actually, I think I know how to do that. Yeah. this what you wanted to see? I suppose you all would have to approve the removal of that fence too.
But not today.
You could.
But I think, okay, my opinion would be that it would be an important consideration in the context of the other part of the submittal.
Leah, Kirsten Connor, just for my curiosity, is there a picture we could look at as far back as it could go year-wise for this?
The aerial or the street? Or both.
Both.
There's 2008. Okay, if I get in close, it disappears. So 2008, do you want me to go through the other years or you? Okay, so I'll do street view of 2000. I think it goes back to 2007 in street view. Whoops. Not here, 2014. Actually, only 2014 and 2016 are there. Anything else I can show you?
No, thank you, Leah.
This is Rebecca Fenwick. I propose we deny the application with the exception of the fence design that is proposed. That'd be the appropriate way to word that?
I think that would be fine. Or you could do deny the driveway and approve the fence.
Probably, to be more explicit.
Probably I'm be cleaner, yeah.
Denying the driveway portion of the application and approving the fence design.
Kathy Libina, second.
Rebecca?
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Libina, approve.
May Boley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Robin Williams, approve.
Yep, the motion passes. Moving on, we have item 17. 222 West Duffy Street rehabilitation.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. This is Leah. The applicant is requesting approval for the rehabilitation for the property located at 222 West Duffy Street. These are photos of the interior and the exterior, and you know, as it relates to where they are on the floor plan. The work for the applicant includes the following, and that's to remove the stucco and the T111 from the exterior. Repair and replace the lap siding that's under the stucco, which obviously you can't see. Restore the display windows and wood trim to their original design. So inside you can see the framing of the original storefront. Repair all deteriorated lap siding and trim throughout the exterior with in-kind siding and trim. Repair damage to existing soffits and corbels. So a lot of this is repair work, obviously. Replace three exterior doors with period correct doors. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. Repair the fourth wood entry door as required and paint all wood surfaces. In December 2022, staff gave a written approval via email to repair the windows on the second floor. And that has been done, although the photos in this packet were before the window restoration. I assure you they look lovely. They were very well done. All right. The entirety of the first floor of the structure, which was historically commercial, has been covered with stucco. And those are the pictures on the right. Can't really see it from the inside because it's, anyway. And the original storefront openings have been infilled. The non-historic stucco will be removed. And while staff was unable to locate any historic photographs of the original storefront, the applicant provided the remaining interior evidence, which are those photographs there. The applicant is proposing to put the storefronts back in these locations, retaining as much original material as possible, such as the framing. I do want to do one clarification based on some additional information that we received today. So you can see this this window, it looks a little different than these ones. In elevation, it looks a little bit out of context, but that is an existing condition that is proposed to remain. So the corner entrance will be retained. So obviously the, you know, the character defining feature on the corner, and the transom above the door will be put back in, restored. It's covered with stucco right now. On the wall around the corner from there, now let me show you a photo. Is this. It's sort of like in the shape of maybe a window was there. And the applicant is proposing to retain the trim, but to infill it with a wood siding with a smaller exposure. So we don't know if there actually was a window there. We're not 100% sure on this trim, but to keep it, you know, in case it is historic. So this will be just infilled with a different exposure siding. With regard to the Secretary of the Interior standards, the elements that are proposed to be removed are non-historic, and the restoration of the storefront is based on the interior evidence. so what the only thing that wasn't provided is the design proposed for those three replacement doors. He said historically appropriate doors, but you can see there wasn't an actual design proposed and we didn't get a spec. So we're asking that as a condition. So staff is recommending approval with the following condition to be submitted to staff for final review and approval because the work is otherwise visually compatible and meets the standards. And as I just mentioned, that's to provide the design of the replacement doors. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
So that window you mentioned, it's going to, the material that's there now will stay in place?
The trim will. Shoot, where did the picture go? Okay. So the idea here is that this shape, this trim and the sill, and that will just stay and, you know, be repaired.
My apologies. The window on the Duffy facade.
Oh, okay.
Last yes. day, I guess.
So we asked him this morning, and he's here, so he can clarify. Sure. But we asked him about it, and he said, well, I'll let him clarify. Because there were some concern that it didn't match the other ones, but if it's an because it looked vinyl or something to me, but I would ask the applicant because technically it's an existing condition that we can't make him change, but he did have some comments about something behind there, so I would ask him when it's his turn.
Okay.
Kathy Ledvina, I have a question about the windows as well.
Yes, ma'am.
If you go and look what was uncovered in the interior, yeah, right here.
Yes.
Stop. And you can count the windows. You've got five, and you've got five on the other side. Now you go to the drawings, and there are only four. Oops. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay. That might be just a drawing error.
And then, so my question is, if there's five there, is the middle configuration accurate? Because again, if you go back to the, what was uncovered, it looks like they just put some 2x4s in to hold up the transom. It's not really, yep, if you blow that up, it doesn't look, that's temporary. That's not.
Right, so these, yep.
So I'm a little confused about what the correct configuration should be. And you would think that this window would match the other window, which I was hoping was going to be replaced. To match maybe this one.
I think that, yeah, it would almost seem like a solid piece of glass would be more appropriate for this period.
Yeah, well, and obviously here it wasn't, like, well, like you said, there's a drawing, well, this is unusual too.
Right.
This isn't quite centered, but, and we don't have, we could not, you know, find any photos, but that's exactly the same. You see that right there? So, and it looks like these are, you know, these match, unlike the other one.
But it would make sense that these two would match, and these back here would be matching back here.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is absolutely valid.
And I've got one more question because of the drawings that I'm asking staff. So the transom, the corner transom
above the door.
Yeah, there's not really a drawing of that door, but you see it, the transom goes all the way across.
Yep.
The full width of the angle. And so I'm worried about that door design, but they're coming back to you with an accurate, are they keeping that same, the height of that opening, or are they redoing this whole corner right here? Because it's so hard to see what's going on. See, this is the only drawing you have of it.
Yeah, yeah. So
that doesn't tell you anything.
Right, our understanding, and obviously that only makes sense what's there, but yes, I do think an accurate drawing there for staff would be necessary. But this probably would have been
double doors.
Totally. Right.
For as wide as that transom is, probably a set of double doors.
Yep. Yeah. So it might even be behind there, that casing.
Yeah, if you could go to Google Street View and look diagonally across the street, you will see an intact shop front with double doors and a continuous transom.
Good eye.
There it is. That one's a little different because of this notch, but yeah.
The transom is different, but.
And you all could obviously put that into your motion, you know, or clarify staff's recommendation about the design. You know, you could actually talk about like the opening or something like that. Yep, right across. Yeah, there's several of these.
One more,
right here.
Oh, Kathy Ledvina, one more question for staff. Are you requiring the signage? Is that historic signage to remain?
This? No.
This
one?
That right there.
I approved that about 8 years ago.
Approved it?
I did, yes.
It's historic?
No.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, that's approved 8 years ago. Okay. Yeah. Good looking sign.
Yeah, it's not bad. She hand painted it herself. It was right in the application. I don't think her business is there anymore, but could be wrong. Is her business still there? No.
but the bracket and everything is brand new.
It's all new.
Okay.
Yep.
Are there any other questions of staff? Dr. Williams?
Is there a plan to replace the door on this shop you were just talking about, the one with the sign? Because that's clearly a non-historic door and incompatible. So are they using the opportunity to replace that door as well?
So I think they're replaced, again, I would clarify, which is why we were asking, because this door still shows in the drawings.
Sorry, give me a sec to find the drawing. Here it is. So you can see that that one still shows there, and then the notes point to the other three. So I would ask the applicant, but it looks like they're intending to keep the, and I think this is a separate entrance for somebody else, so that might be why some of the elements around this area aren't proposed to change. So I don't think those are actually inside the retail, you know, inside the commercial space.
Rebecca Fenwick, can you scroll up? Oh, okay. So is there an elevation drawing of the two rear facades?
No.
Are there any work proposed to those facades? Mm-mm. So then there'll be new siding that along Duffy, but where it turns there at the corner, it's not going to be touched?
It's not new siding. The siding's under the stucco. Oh, well, no, I thought you were asking that because then it would match if it were new.
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think some of the conditions continue like along that east elevation.
Is this the west or the east?
That's the north.
Oh, that's that side. Gotcha. Okay. So the east side is, that's south.
So scroll up just a hair. So right there where your cursor is.
Yep.
Even where that new, the modern door is, it jogs, right? So what's happening on the side, I guess, is my curiosity.
Oh, okay. That'd be a question for the applicant because he does show, you know, this in elevation being fixed. So I thought you meant of this side over here that abuts that.
Right.
House.
So we can't see from this image, like, for example, the facade where the awning is attached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can look at that in Street View.
Additionally, on the drawings, you have got Kathy Ledvina. Additionally, on the drawings above, you've got, yep, there it is. Thank you.
Sorry, keeps going back. All right,
there we go.
So it's like T111 or something there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the application does say to remove, you know, the T111 and the stucco. But I don't know what's behind there. You know, I mean, it's a good point. Is it like this? Is it like this? Maybe he doesn't know yet either. Looks like it might continue up like this area, but.
Right. It's just things that we're assuming, right, mm-hmm. without knowing.
Yep.
Kathy Ledvina, that second floor door is remaining. It's not shown in the, it's just a blank slate in the drawing.
Well, and that's why we were asking for the designs, because where he wasn't showing a design are the ones that we believe he's replacing. So, but he just says with period correct doors.
So four doors he's replacing.
It says three.
Right.
So we think it's 1, 2, 3. That's why we're asking for clarification, which means that these two would be staying. Yeah, those are still drawn in how they look.
And the awnings to be removed.
Yep.
I think the second floor door is historic. That was the concern.
It looks like the interior. It looks old, but it looks like an interior door.
Are there any other questions?
Kirsten Connor, Leah, I just want to clarify the odd like triangle window on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You said that siding is going to be filled in there?
Yes. But,
okay.
Mm-hmm. With a smaller exposure.
Is there anything else that you want to add, Leah? Okay, is the petitioner present? Please introduce yourself and go from there.
Put your drawings back up.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Michael Condon. Is it okay if I start by talking about some of the doors and questions that you all had?
Sure.
The second floor door will remain. It'll be scraped and painted. It functions. No reason to change it. When we were referring to doors, we were referring only to the four doors on the first floor. And the architect, since he didn't know what we were going to put in there, just drew what was there. All four of the first floor doors are touched to a degree. These two on this side that are clearly modern doors were replaced with period correct doors. The door on the corner facing side, I actually like the idea of replicating what's diagonally across the street with the double door, but the original opening is the full width. So it would accommodate double doors if that's something that you guys would like. The door that's on the Jefferson Street facing side, I don't believe it's an original door. At first, we kind of thought maybe it was, but we thought that they had filled in maybe a glass panel or something. I think it might make sense, since it's in not so great condition, to maybe have something that is in keeping with the other three. Originally, we weren't going to do anything but clean it up and paint it. But I think that it might make more sense to have these two Duffy Street doors more in line with the Jefferson Street door, if you will, or vice versa, excuse me. As far as the windows are concerned, you're a tremendously observant person. It is a 2/5. And when the architect drew this, he had looked at the 2x4 picture, and the 2x4s are supporting, hidden underneath stucco, of course, supporting that double opening. If we look at the, could we look at that picture that shows the inside of the building where the, this one right here, yeah, please. So you are correct that those are just simply 2x4s holding that top transom, that double transom in place. So we would want all four sets of those windows to match. So they would, and they would be replaced as 2/5. This was a, you know, clearly they boarded it up and, you know, put stucco on it. So they didn't really care, you know, what it looked like on the inside. As far as the other 2/2 window is concerned, that is original. That part of the building was an addition. And so when they did it, it was always a separate space. And I imagine that, you know, at the time, for aesthetic reasons or maybe economic reasons, they chose a 2/2, you know, pattern. Maybe it was less expensive. It's not the same size as the other windows, obviously, from a width perspective, height perspective. I believe it is about the same. From my perspective, I think it was built that way. On the inside and the outside, it appears as though that is the situation. It is single glazing, and the framing does appear to be quite old. It's the only one that didn't get boarded up when the building was in use. It was a separate space. It still is a separate space. Oh, one other thing. When it was brought to my attention about that, I call it the cathedral window, that's in the other corner. Maybe I can finagle this. Slide down a little bit here. This window here, we did more work on the inside. It had been covered over a long time ago, on the inside as well. But inside there was one piece of glass with a divider in the middle. The top half, as I refer to it, the cathedral portion of the glass is still in place on the inside. And so we would like to alter our d- description of what we'd like to do to restore that back to a window, and not cover it up and fill it in with, but that's my fault. I forgot to say that earlier in the week when we discovered it.
So that would be like a 1/1 with the top one being a triangle?
The top one is slightly longer than the triangle, but it's original. It's sitting in there, you know, and so what we do is have it, obviously, the bottom piece reglazed in place. I don't want to take the original piece of glass out of the top of the triangle, and we'll just uncover it. They, you know, as you could tell, many, many years ago, they covered the thing up. But
you believe it was operable, like two sashes?
No, it was not sashes. It was fixed glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Kathy Levina, do you have a picture?
No, I don't. Sorry. Yeah, it is. We opened it from the inside. It had been covered on the inside as well. And so once we opened it on the inside to see, because the question was asked of us, and then I apologize. I should have gotten back with a more proper answer, and I didn't. But it is glass.
Kirsten Connor, I'm just curious, what kind of glass is it? Is it just transparent?
Yeah, just a single glazing. I mean, I can imagine in the 1970s when this was a kind of a dangerous neighborhood, they boarded it up because you could walk right behind the door. I mean, you go clink and the glass is broken. So I think somebody actually did that at a certain point and just climbed in the house, you know? So I think that, you know, but different where we live in today, thank goodness. So we'll put glass back in if you'd like us to, and we would like to.
Thank you.
Kathy Levina, you don't have drawings on the south facade. Are you doing any repairs, or, I mean, is it in keeping with?
Virtually all four sides of the building will get touched, but it's basically just repairs of, you know, repair of the siding with in kind. There's a couple of different types of siding on there. There's some, you know, 1x6s that were installed on, you know, on the house on that north facing side, where the two houses meet. It's kind of a little bit of an alley that the neighbor has blocked off. You know, some of that is just straight, you know, when I say some of it, the entire side of it is 1x6s. And then the Jefferson Street and the West Duffy Street side is actual clapboard. And that was things, as you well know, it was a cost savings. You know, the 1x6 was a lot cheaper than the clapboard was. But we'll fix them with exactly what's there.
So my concern is when we saw the soffit's in really horrible condition.
Yeah, that'll all get replaced.
Elevation.
Yeah.
And will you be putting the brackets back?
Yeah, we'll have the brackets made.
I just
made.
Don't have a picture. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I know it's a statement. It's stated, but I just. Yeah.
I believe there's only two missing brackets. And so we'll take one down, and, you know, it could be more. We'll take one down and we'll have them made.
Yep, there you go. See, if you look up, see how horrible. See,
oh, now it looks good. Hold on.
The north.
Yeah.
I'm, so we'll, sorry, we'll, I'm we'll have the them. Other side.
Okay. No, we'll have them replicated, though.
Then, okay, terrific. While you're at it, will you be replicating the brackets on the? If I'm looking north, it's the south facade, correct?
It's the north facade, Rebecca.
This is, yeah, we're looking at now is east, and to the right is the south side.
Yeah, the right. Okay, that's fine. Then the north.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. Up the soffit.
Yeah, right. There's no brackets on the north side or on the east side.
It's on the corner.
Just on the corner.
Just on the corner. Okay, yeah. I understand that.
Rebecca Fenwick, so on the portion that is the addition to the east, we'll just call it T111, that wraps there. You know, we're talking about restoring, and I see, you know, the clapboard even is uncovered right there below the four light window.
Yep. Yep.
I guess the question is, what's happening on the where it jogs there in the proposed design.
We'll wrap the clapboard around and match everything. So as it would have been, I don't know when they would have put that T111 in there. It's that all there is. There is no clapboard underneath it. It's just 2x4.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah. I suspect that at some point, you know, some alterations were made to the building and it was the cheapest way to do it. But we'll remove all that. It'll be clapboard all around. We want it to look like 1895.
And that four light window, are you keeping that window?
Yeah, because I believe that it's original. That's originally how it was built. It's an addition to the building. So it would have been built after the original building. So that is entirely conceivable that it would not have necessarily matched the other windows because it was a separate business.
Does it look so white because it was recently painted?
Not that recently. It's wood. It's, you know, and it, there's single glazing.
Where was the original building end on that side?
On that side, the original building would end approximately maybe 2 feet to the left of that four pane window.
Just we have Sanborn maps. Oh, okay. Rebecca Sanborn.
Oh. Yeah. See, it's an addition.
Yeah, so this is like the 50s. Okay, here's 1916. Oh, that's 53. No, yeah, okay, 16. So there was like a.
Well, that shows the 222 address. So
probably an awning because it says one story.
Yeah.
But I guess it could be a porch.
Could be a one-story porch, but you're probably right. It's probably an awning, the X on it. But yeah, that's the portion right there that he's talking about. So this was the dwelling and this was the drugstore.
The other thing that, this is Rebecca Fenwick, that's intriguing to me is the, I guess it's signifying the corner cut, but I haven't seen that anywhere before. It's just point of interest on the southwest corner, how it's rounded like that on the map.
Oh. Pretty cool.
I've looked at a lot of corner stores in Sanborn maps. I'm not sure what that specific notation was intended to mean. Robin, do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Williams?
My guess is that it had a canopy extending out from the building. Because porches, like you see to the right there, there's a open porch, one-story porch over the 222. And anytime you had a covering that would extend out over the sidewalk, they'd show it. So it looks like it's a polygonal canopy of some sort.
It had a metal roof because of the circle right there. So some kind of element missing from that corner. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions for the petitioner? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public that would like to make a comment?
Oh, use the raise your, tell them to use the raise your hand.
Can you use the raise your hand feature if you are virtually with us? We here have none. So are there any other questions of staff before we go to board discussion? Any comments from staff? Did you read your recommendations?
Yes. That was the approval with that condition about the design of the replacement doors. There was a few things that he mentioned, though, that they want to discuss is the changing the light pattern.
Can you put that list back up?
The list
of recommendations?
This is it.
Oh, I thought there was a list of, there's a list. Can you?
I think the list is in his application. There's like a bullet point.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, the work he wants to do?
Oh, the, this? Mm-hmm. This was the list that he provided of the work.
We're in board discussion now. Yes. Great. Rebecca Fenwick. I think it seems like, you know, we're going to have a few of our own conditions, and that's probably good. The storefront windows, I'm not convinced on those divisions, and I would suggest, I don't mind to retain the two light, we'll call them transoms, on the top of the large storefront opening, but maybe below either one or two pieces of glass. And if there it's two, maybe with a vertical division. I don't know if anyone else has any thoughts about that configuration.
Do you mean evidence, as opposed to the five tall panes?
It seemed like, well, certainly their one opening had added 2x4s for structural support. And then the other, although painted, I was just not convinced that that was the historic configuration. But I am open to someone, you know, to some discussion about it.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, you can't tell from these photos. I'd have to go over, take a look at it. I don't know. I'm not convinced either way. Because, I mean, it is odd that the fifth one is narrower, because you see it, you know, the transom divider above is not centered. Mm-hmm. And so it's clearly the last pane is narrower. Is that what's throwing y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's an extra piece of wood there too.
Yeah.
This is Robin Williams. I would agree with Ms. Fenwick that I think the store across the street once again provides some good guidance, that it has the two large lower panes, and you know, I think it, I guess, unless some on-site inspection of the wood could yield some more definitive evidence, but the irregular spacing, and it seemed like in the photo that you were just showing of the interior, were the if you could go back to the photo in the presentation, that photo, it maybe it's the angle of the photograph, but are those center panes not centered under the,
yeah, they are not,
which is seems really unlikely, but they do seem symmetrical though. The one on the right seems off center to the right, and the one on the left seems off center to the left. So it's just, if somebody could give it a better, maybe the applicant could do a closer inspection, maybe consult with someone.
Yeah, staff can meet Mr. Condon on site.
I mean, I'd say if staff decides, yeah, that all looks like it's from the same period and it looks potentially historic, then it sort of begs the question, what would have been down below? Would have been just continuous five panes, which are really oddly proportioned for a shop.
He is also amenable. I know you all probably want some, you know, some more definitive. Yeah, but he is amenable to the two below. So, but I am happy to look and see if. Yeah, I mean, it's odd but symmetrical. So it's like, I've never seen an asymmetrical, but then never seen them both asymmetrical. So, but I do think it'd be worth a closer look.
Can we recommend changing the light pattern pending staff's like insight, taking a peek and taking a look? And if you guys get there and are like, no, this all needs to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would add to that the cathedral window.
Yes.
The staff would review that as well as the 2/2.
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing was,
just need to be sure all to mention it in your motions.
The corner entrance, the double door and the corner entrance.
Yeah, I would be sure to also condition of the, well, I would recommend to the group the double door configuration of the main entrance, and also the using the door that remains on the Jefferson Street facade as inspiration for the other replacement doors.
I think if there's more discovery, you know, a little bit more demo on the inside, maybe that would reveal.
Yeah, especially at the bottom. Yeah, sorry, and Dr. Williams.
Has the applicant been explicit, or is there any explicit indication of what would happen with the transom over the double doors? Is it, I gather it would be restored as a window?
Yes, that's what the, right, that's correct. He's proposing to restore that, keep it and restore it.
Is there any other questions or comments?
Kirsten Connor, just a general thought, would it have been possible that it would have had an additional, I'm referring to the windows, the storefront windows, that it would have had five more panes below instead of one continuous? Considering how well it seems to have cut off in the picture.
Oh, it does look like there's a button.
Yeah, so maybe it had five more panes below it.
That'd be a very unusual condition. I mean,
be very unique. I don't know.
Yeah, everything about this seems a little unique.
And I think the other thing that is influencing my opinion is just how much everything else has been altered, especially on the first floor.
It really does seem like Kirsten's right. Like there's a horizontal dividing mutton.
You're talking about this one?
Yeah, but the panes below, the five panes, do you see how right there where the stucco is? I mean, those are meant to go all the way down. They're supposed to be covered up.
As a separate set of windows. That's what, Kirsten, that's what you're saying, right?
You're suggesting that these tall vertical five lights are in fact divided in the middle.
10 lights.
So it's 10.
10, right.
So it'd be correct. Mm-hmm. 2/5/5.
Just telling
these
more.
Yeah, I mean, either way, that could, yeah, they could not be original.
I would argue, just for the sake, that maybe this whole configuration was installed when the framing below it was installed.
Yeah, that makes good sense, Rebecca.
I could be wrong.
All right, let's have staff go look at it. And if not, do 2/2. Agree? Great. You want to take a swing at the motion? There's a lot to cover.
I don't mind. I made the other motion. All right. Rebecca Fenwick, I motion we approve the petition for 222 West Duffy Street with staff's conditions, in addition to going to add conditions to include we would like to see a 2/2 storefront configuration with the large piece of glass divided in two by a vertical element, unless a staff visit provides substantial evidence to conflict that. We would also like the new doors proposed to be similar to the remaining historic door that exists on Jefferson Street, and to have the main entrance at the chamfered corner be a double door in wood. And yes, and then the north facade, restore the window opening based on a staff visit to a configuration appropriate.
That's the cathedral one. Sorry.
Okay.
Can you clarify?
Yes, Robin.
When you say that corner double doors are in wood, you don't mean solid wood doors, do you?
As opposed to what other? Oh, I see. Yeah, with inset glass. No, I don't mean solid wood doors. Yes, I would be more explicit and say New double doors with inset glass built of wood. And lastly, that the proposed exterior materials for the Duffy Street facade wrap the east facade.
Do I have a second?
May Boley, second.
Open for discussion. Is there any discussion?
A point of clarification, the windows mean all the windows, correct? The five of them? Oh. Excuse me, the four?
There's three storefronts, right?
One, two, three, four.
There's the existing one, though. Think.
On the addition.
This one, right?
Well, I think, I don't know that we can't ask him to change something that already exists.
Right. If he's not proposing to change it, we can't add to his scope. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Kathy Lidbina.
Thank you, Kathy Lidbina.
Is there any other comment? Can you repeat your motion?
Well, the bylaws say you're supposed to.
I mean,
it's abbreviated, but.
Okay. Why am I repeating it?
Because it says you're supposed to.
I know, but how am I? Okay. I motion again to approve.
No, just repeat your motion.
Just repeat it so we can vote.
Just repeating the motion back for the record. At 20222 West Duffy Street, we are proposing to approve the project as designed with staff conditions plus these additional conditions. All storefront windows will be 2/2 light configuration with the larger piece of glass divided vertically by center mullion unless staff finds substantial evidence that conflicts that on site. Additionally, all new doors proposed to be added to this building will be in the style of the door found on Jefferson Street. The main entrance will be a double door with inset glass and fit the whole opening. The window found currently covered on the north facade will be restored based on evidence found on site. And the exterior material proposed for the Duffy Street facade will wrap to the east facade.
Robin Williams, I second.
We just needed a, we didn't need a second for that. We just needed it repeated, but you can go ahead and vote, Dr. Williams.
I seconded it, but I also will vote yes for the motion.
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Lidbina, approve.
May Boley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Thank you. Motion passes. Moving on to item 18, 401 West 41st Street.
Thank you. This is Leah again. All right. The applicant is requesting approval for the rehabilitation of the main historic building, the removal, I don't know why this is blurry, it takes a minute to clear up, the removal of the second story portion, the connector, the construction of a new addition here, as well as, this is the side, as well as down behind here. So you can see this addition is proposed like this over the historic building. And a new fence in the rear yard for the property located at 401 West 41st Street. So and the applicant did provide an extensive history of this building. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but where is it? Excuse me. There it is. So an entire timeline. It was originally a bakery and then a creamery. The Sanborn maps and some description of the changes over time. 1930s cadastral survey, which we're actually going to talk about that. Photos, more. Here's some photos here. This is after a lot of the changes here. I'll just zoom in a little bit more. And then some property record cards, footprints. This is the contributing building map from the National Register nomination. So it's frankly, y'all might want to know this. It's a strange condition where this is actually the Kyler Brownville National Register district, but the streetcar local historic district. Actually, there's a conflict in the, I'll tell you all a little story. There's actually a conflict in the National Register boundaries between the Thomas Square Streetcar District and Kyler Brownville National Register District. So technically the center part of this is in both National Register districts. So there actually does need to be a correction on that. And someday maybe that'll get fixed. Anyway, this is the National Register contributing building map from the Kyler Brownville. So it's in the National Register Kyler Brownville local streetcar. So here's the surveys from the 90s. And then that's a photo key from the as-built plans. So I just wanted to scroll through that. So this is a contributing building on the contributing building map, and we have it listed as 1902. Regarding preservation brief 14, which is new exterior additions to historic buildings. Staff does not find that the proposed rooftop addition follows these guidelines. The overall massing is incompatible with the one-story brick building to which it is attached. The addition takes some cues from the design of the historic building, such as the setback in the middle, which mimics the shape of the parapet. However, staff finds that the configuration and number of windows is not compatible, and that generally the addition should be restudied to be more visually compatible with the historic building. The applicant is also proposing the removal of a second level addition. So that's the portion I said we would talk about. Whoops, talk about some more. Excuse me. And that's this portion here. At the rear of the two-story wood frame building. And it's unclear to staff if this element is historic because it is present, appears to be present on the 1936 cadastral survey. Way in. So you can see here, two-story rooms here. The windows look more like the 1950s or 60s maybe, but as far as we can tell, that is probably a historic addition up there. So again, it's unclear to, it does appear on the 1936 survey. It appears that the stucco was applied to the first story. So I'm going to get into a little bit of detail because I think that is important in this case. So underneath that, so this is that portion we're talking about, and you can see how it was sort of filled in between the two buildings, and the buildings were attached actually with this portion called two rooms. And so we don't know, there's the siding, but we don't know what might have been below there or if there's something under there, but I mean, it looks like the siding is sort of in line with it. Anyway. It appears that stucco was applied to the first story, but no evidence was provided that the addition shown on the cadastral survey no longer exists in its original condition. Staff requests more information regarding this portion of the building, including photographs of what exists behind the stucco on the front facade. With regard to the rooftop additions portion of that preservation brief, So to explain these a little bit, this section, they're not labeled as to where each section is taken on the building, but this one appears to be through the front. So, you know, through the existing brick front facade and then with the new addition setback, the 3.5 feet. This appears to be on the side. You can see where the historic brick building is. They're proposing to take out the roof structure and then build basically a faux parapet on top of the historic brick wall and then add the addition right on top of that, which of course does not meet any preservation, you know, preservation standard. I'll show you a photo so you can hopefully understand what I was trying to explain there. So this is the side we're talking about. So they want to take off this roof, build a faux parapet up to match this one, and then set the addition on top of it, creating a false sense of historical development, and then paint this entire facade. So we obviously have concerns about that as well. So the standards for rooftop additions, in addition to those concerns, say that should, it says should, as you know, these guidelines are always not like shall or may, but sort of a rooftop addition should almost always be set back at least one full bay from the primary elevation of the building, as well as from other elevations if the building is freestanding or highly visible. So that would include that facade of the building, which of course the addition is not set back from that side. Constructing another floor on top of a small one, two, or three-story building is seldom appropriate for buildings of this size, as it would measurably alter the building's proportions and profile and negatively impact its historic character. Staff does not find the overall height and massing and setback of the proposed one-story rooftop addition to be visually compatible. Secretary of the Interior standards, so in addition to the preservation brief, the remainder of the standards. For the two-story building, the restoration or the rehabilitation of that building proposed seems appropriate with the exception of one issue, and it appears that the Sierra Pacific all-wood windows are proposed. And we're pretty sure that's a double pane SDL window. So we need, you know, that window type needs to be revised as windows on historic buildings are required to be single pane, true divided light. Okay. The applicant is also proposing to paint the brick, and the front facade is brick is already painted. However, the side is not, so we would not support painting that. I already talked about that section and the concern with that section in addition to painting it as far as the Secretary of Interior standards go. Staff does not find the preservation standards 9 and 10 regarding additions. It seems that the being that the whole roof structure is going to be removed, the massing and design isn't compatible. So staff recommends the addition be redesigned. With regard to visual compatibility, and I apologize, I know this is a lot, but I do want to go in a little more detail. Staff recommends revising the addition to feature smaller massing and a larger setback. It's only set back about 3.5 feet, and it's clearly going to be highly visible. It's I think it has like 10-foot ceilings in the addition, so it's obviously significantly taller than it needs to be. With regard to the materials, there is a fence. The fence is proposed to be a what is it called? I'll show you the sample in a second. EP decking wood plastic composite fencing. And the ordinance states that wood fencing is to be wood, iron, brick, stucco over concrete block, smooth fiber cement, or extruded aluminum, and prohibited is vinyl, PVC, and corrugated metal. Staff does not find that proposed fence material to be visually compatible with permitted materials. In addition to the faux wood grain, which generally isn't a good preservation technique to create a faux wood grain on new materials, it's very similar to PVC in its visual appearance. So we have concerns about that. All right. So, okay, sorry about that. Staff is recommending to continue the project for a maximum of 90 days to allow the applicant, that says application, to allow the applicant to address the following. With regard to the historic main building and the fence, remove the proposed painting of the brick on the side facade from the scope. Two, the windows within the historic building must be wood single pane, 2/2 true divided light. Three, provide clarification regarding the wall sections and the placement of the new brick atop the existing brick. Four, revise the fencing material. With regard to the rear addition on the two-story wood frame building, provide more information regarding this existing addition, including photographs of what exists behind the stucco on the front facade. And then with regard to the rooftop addition, redesign the addition and be more visually compatible with the historic building, including minimizing the massing and increasing the setback from the parapet. And seven, revise the exterior walls of the rooftop addition to feature horizontal siding or a different exterior wall material. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of staff? Kathy Ledvina, I have just one question, I think. Are you asking to create a setback from the rear facade as well, that portion, or?
We were not, from the side and the front. So the rear is tough because it's not visible from public right of way. There's no lane, and that property is actually landlocked. So technically we don't have purview over that side of the building. So it's a little bit tough, but it's not that we didn't struggle with that. It's that we're not sure how much of that is actually in the purview.
Thank you.
What's the depth of the, or I should say the height of the historic parapet?
So let's look.
Section.
Jumping back to that page, it really likes that drawing. Come on. See. So because of the roof slopes, it varies, but they're proposing to take off that roof structure. Let me show you in elevation how that roof slopes.
2 feet or less from what I saw.
Yeah.
There isn't an exact dimension there, but.
Right. This is actually a helpful drawing. Ugh.
Oh, I see the slopes going north south.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is the original roof structure here, and then it overhangs. So right now the parapet height varies. Obviously it's tallest being at this end. I don't know. From probably a foot to 4 feet, maybe.
Kirsten Connor, I have a question, Leah. So what would be happening with the brick on that front facade then? Would they be repainting it, or would you be recommending to attempt to remove the paint?
So again, because it's an existing condition, we would not recommend that they change their scope and try to remove it. Frankly, who knows if it was, it could have been historically painted, whereas the side, it even looks like a different brick on the side than on the front, which, just like the last building, less expensive brick was used on the sides, and unpainted as opposed to front facades and, you know, that kind of thing. So probably would do more harm than good to try and take that paint off the front.
Kathy Levina, is it your typical recommendation that a cable rail would be installed on top of the parapet versus set back from the parapet?
No, I mean, we had some, frankly, had so many other concerns that we didn't even address the railing. I mean, you're welcome to, of course, in addition, but no, I mean, normally it should be behind it, not on top of it.
I'd like that addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Is the petitioner present?
They're going to be online today.
Are they available online?
Yes, I'm here. This is Eric O'Neill with Green Line Architecture. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, he's going to want to share his screen, Julie.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, okay. Just have to get his screen up for him.
Okay, am I in control now?
Yes, sir.
Looking at a picture of that two-story addition. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Eric O'Neill with Green Line Architecture. Just want to thank you all for volunteering your time to consider our petition today, and thank the staff for their thorough report and the recommendations on how we might make this project more successful. I will say just from the beginning, we are willing to ask for continuance on this project or this petition to address some of the concerns. I did want to come here today and get some feedback from the board on some of the items. If just looking at the 7 staff recommendations at the end of their report, we are agreeable with all of their recommendations. 5 of them, I think, are very easily addressed, and we can do that with our next submittal, and don't need to waste your time on that. What I would like to hear today is some feedback on items number 5 and number 6. That being the number 5 being the existing two-story addition here. I provided some photographs to staff. I think this is what we have here. Yeah, just to kind of show a little bit more information on what this is. It does show on that 1936 cadastral survey that there was a two-story addition to the back of the two-story historic structure. We don't see any. This is on the ground level here. It's all been drywalled over, and there's a electrical panel where the buildings are being served. At this time, we don't have any evidence of what is actually behind those walls. This is looking the other way, standing in the one-story section of the brick building, looking back towards the two-story, and then up inside the second level of that addition. As you can see, it's clearly these windows are all aluminum and would not have been the original, originally part of that addition. So at this point, we don't have any evidence that this is the actual addition that was shown on that survey, and we don't see any historic material present in its current configuration. Moving forward, we would be able or agreeable to keeping this addition and restudying that addition if you all feel that this is worth saving. Our idea here was to kind of take this back to its original configuration and remove this addition on that second level. We felt that would help make this project more successful, but we certainly, if you guys think that this portion should remain, we can restudy that and try to come up with a way that is historically sensitive and more in keeping of what it could have been. So I'd like to get your feedback on that. And then number 6, the redesign of the addition to be more visually compatible with the historic building. I understand that this was going to be a point of contention, so I did want to hear your thoughts on what we have presented here. I will say that we are willing to reduce the overall height of the addition so that we have 8-foot ceilings. So this parapet would come down roughly 10 or 2 feet. And we restudied this window configuration. Obviously, we lose the transom windows above the doors, and we'll come back with some other thoughts on that. Additionally, we are willing to step back the, let me go to the plan. We're willing to step back these forward bays an additional foot to give us about 4.5 feet of clearance from the existing historic facade. If you all are agreeable with that, we can come back with a new study and show you all next time. Really, I just wanted to get some thoughts and feedback on those two items from the board.
Thank you.
And if there is any other questions that you'd like me to address, I'm happy to.
Are there any questions or comments for the petitioner?
This is Robin Williams. Mr. McNeil, what is the cladding material? I don't have the elevations in front of me, but there's an awful lot of windows. And I think one of the concerns of staff, or at least reading between the lines, is that there's a lot of fenestration. And is there the option not only to reduce the overall height, but maybe increase the solidity of the rooftop addition so that it has something a little more in keeping with both the house and the storefronts below it? And what materiality, if you were to do walls, would you defer collaborating, or would you defer to the stores and pick up the brick?
Well, to address the windows first, the idea behind this was to try to make it distinguishable from the rest of, and give it a more modern feel and make it distinguish from the historic fabric. We can certainly restudy those the window patterns on the addition. There's really, you know, the big idea here was to take a cue from the three bays of the historic brick building. The rhythm of the windows is not something that can be easily carried up into an addition and look right, we thought, but we can restudy it more as a punched opening, give it a little more solid void rhythm. The proposed siding or wall finish right now is a vertical hardy siding. Staff was recommending that we revise that to be a horizontal clapboard, which we are agreeable to exploring. I don't see an issue with that. But again, the idea was to try to make it more, you know, the addition more distinguishable from the historic structures.
Thank you.
Kathy Levina, I would like to see if y'all would explore the possibility of keeping the cable rail off the historic parapet and setting it back.
That's not an issue. Yes, I think we can. I agree with that.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
If I may, I'll bring up one more point. Just as we're restudying this, I would very much like to come back at the next meeting with an agreeable design to everybody. What, as it relates to setting, it wasn't listed as one of the conditions or recommendations in the summary here, but hearing talk today, possibly asking us to step in the addition on the, I guess it's the side of this building over here. What our intent here was, looking at this elevation, was to maintain that rhythm of these three masses that take cues from the historic portion below. And I'm hesitant to want to bring this wall in further and break that connection. I feel like this is a, you know, it's a successful balance of, you know, trying to, you know, relate to the historic structure and trying at the same time make it, you know, distinguishable as non-historic, but also, you know, taking cues from what is there and considering it that way.
So are you asking us for a continuance?
Yes, yeah, so we will be asking for a continuance. I'm just looking for feedback. I'd like to be able to come back next time with a, you know, something that you all would be happy with, and I don't want to waste anybody else's time.
All right, well, thank you. Is there anyone from the public that would like to say anything? If you are virtual, please raise your hand. Hearing none, I will open it for board discussion.
Kirsten Connor, I really don't think we should approve anything about this addition. I have no issues regarding the rehabilitation of the building, or even doing something with the porch addition, but I just don't see this being very compatible with it being right on a corner of a street, and I think it needs to be completely redone.
Okay. Any other comments?
This is Rebecca Fenwick. I think the thing that is most important for me is the sightline study. So I think there is a drawing with a person standing and their, you know, dotted line coming from their eyes. And that's why I asked about the height of the parapet, because if the depth was greater, then there would be more flexibility there, because the building would be, could be tall enough to be occupied on the second floor, but be inset on the roof, and more hidden from the pedestrian view. And I think this is, it's a challenge here to have it be even substantially concealed.
Okay. I see some nods. Are there any other comments?
This is Robin Williams. It's just worth remembering that putting additions on top of buildings is a very historic practice in Savannah. So there are lots of precedents for adding a story onto a one or two or three story building. And so I think the challenge is, since the Secretary of the Interior prohibits the most natural and organic additions, the way they were done historically, which would be to carry the existing walls straight up, in lieu of that, the setbacks and changes of materiality. I just wanted to clarify to Mr. O'Neill that I wasn't implying that they should carry the fenestration pattern from the first floor up through the second, but maybe study solidifying maybe the outer edges of each of the three components, reducing the amount of fenestration. And it seems as though the staff is recommending, they're not requiring siding, clapboarding, but just requesting something different from the existing brick pattern. And I'm wondering if maybe work with staff. I mean, there are different colors of brick, different brick patterns. You could have moldings, you could use stucco. There are lots of different options that would perhaps be more compatible than carrying the clapboarding from the house to this addition.
This is Mae Boley. I kind of agree with the petitioner about the setback on the rear of the building. I do desire a deeper setback on the front. Yes, I think drawing that back, I guess I should say on the side. I think drawing that setback back, bringing the overall height down, which hopefully will also bring the height of the connecting, I don't want to call it a hyphen, but what's currently the porch should ideally maybe fall below the cornice line of the historic house. If we can see the side elevation. No, the long picture. One. That, yes. Oh, sorry, down, that's one. Yes. So if the roof line is dropping down about 2 feet and we're setting the whole thing back, I don't think you do need to squeeze it in on the left side. I think I agree that I like the rhythm of the three harmonious massing, the three bays inspiration. But I would love to see right now the I'll call it a hyphen, but it's not, but that little connecting bit where the existing old porch is, which by the way, if I have to vote, I don't necessarily see an enormous amount of virtue, even if that is a super old addition in keeping it. Doesn't seem character defining. It does seem a bit like a bump on this great house, fine scraping it off. But I would just love to see that below that cornice detail instead of directly in line with the edge of the roof line. So I do feel like a design revision on this one that takes those things into consideration will feel less imposing and a little less alien. And I wish you good luck on the redesign.
Is 1 foot going to do it though?
In terms of height?
Of setting it back. He's proposing a 1 foot, additional 1 foot.
So how deep right now is, would that be like a bit of a patio, a roof deck?
It's 3'6"
and 5'6". Yeah, so right now it's not, I mean, it's 3'6" from the front of the parapet.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's
probably 3, maybe 2.5.
And a half.
Yeah, which is a really tight squeeze anyway. Yeah. So for the enjoyability of that space, I think widening that up is a great idea. I do agree that I like how it steps. I mean, I do like how it steps back. I don't want to, I personally, think that's superior to just flattening that straight across the front, because I think the visual interest of that step back helps. That's my 2 cents. Thank you.
Just caution my peers. We don't operate on precedent, but I think sometimes that is the perception, and often people are citing photographs of surrounding conditions, you know, quite often, right? So I was thinking to myself about other rooftop additions in the city. The majority of them are in the downtown area, which is not our purview. But beyond that, I can't think of many. I'd love, you know, gosh, bring to my attention, right? I want to discuss it. But this could be coming, more of this could be coming our way, I guess.
You're shaking your head. Would you like to say something?
No, just duly noted and thank you. I think it's wise that we consider that anything we approve sets precedent for future additions, and you're totally right.
I seem to recall we already have a precedent that our board approved that was at in Baldwin Park on Price at 41st. Maupaw, I can't remember what street it was. It was a Ward architecture project, or maybe it was an Ethos project. Can't remember.
That is correct. It's a, was it, I think it was last air conditioning office.
Mm-hmm.
39th and Price. 39. Yeah. Setback from all sides. And I think it was redesigned at least twice to reduce the height, but yeah. You're right. That's the only one I can think of so far.
So are we at a point where I can ask for a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the petitioner's request for a continuance. This is Robin Williams.
Kathy Levine, I second.
Rebecca Fenwick, approve.
Kathy Levine, approve.
May Boley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Robin Williams, approve.
Motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to the agenda, the approval of the staff review process. These items are to be reviewed, or have been reviewed and approved by staff. We need a vote of acknowledgement only.
So Rebecca Fenwick, I vote to acknowledge the staff reviews.
Kathy. Kathy Levine, approve.
May Boley, approve.
Kirsten Connor, approve.
Robin Williams, approve.
Thank you. Moving on to notices, proclamations, and acknowledgements. Are there any? Yes, there's 25 through 30. Are there any questions concerning them?
It's for your nighttime reading pleasure. If you need a nap.
I have a question about one.
Okay.
Number 27. Is this where the things that have been reported that have been found not to have COAs are listed, or is this something else?
Yeah, well, it's current violations that we're working with. Yes.
Okay.
There's three different reports. There's one that's like work completely without a COA, which is this one. And then we have one where work was found to exceed the COA. And then there's a third report that's, hang on, inconsistent with a COA. So there's three types of reports that all are basically work without a COA.
Oh, okay. Where are, have we had any listings from the building compliance people for work done without permit or COA?
New since the last one?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, there are a lot of them. A lot of them are on your continued agenda, so.
Oh, okay.
As we, you know, work with folks. So this is a pretty big deal. If you all have seen this one, they've removed 13, 12, 13, 14 stripes, price. They've removed every stitch of wood siding and every single window on the whole building. And it's been all replaced with vinyl windows and all hardy. We've been trying to stop them from working for over a week and they just keep going. But as you all know, it doesn't meet the ordinance at all. And Aslan, you still there? No, who talked to the, Jamie? Jamie talked to the contractor today. Do you want to give an update?
Sure. Jamie Zerillo. So I talked to the contractor today and he's resubmitting because there's some issues with the application. He's aware of basically all the things that violate standards, and he said he's willing to communicate with the owner about reversing them as well as putting in an application for work that meets the standard.
Is he stopping the work?
Yes. Well, I told him that he has to. So no confirmation on whether it stopped yet.
Thanks, Jamie. So that's one of our new ones that, as you can imagine, we've received about 4 zillion calls about that, including about 5 people that said, can we apply to do that? I don't know if that's the one you were worried about, but this is another one here with the, they've replaced, when I went out there, they were in the process of replacing their windows with vinyl windows. We did contact co-compliance, and they are still on their timer with them to submit a COA application. But obviously, this doesn't meet the ordinance either, so they will have to reverse it. Same here. Not only are they not, you know, is it not appropriate to take out, you know, wood windows? They are vinyl, they're double paned, and they have between the glass muttons. So we have like a four-fer there of things that don't meet the ordinance, even on new construction. That one, that's an old one. Okay, those are
on that one.
Was that?
I don't know that it ever came across your desk, but I'm sorry, go down.
This one?
Colonial, that, right? The one with the bad lighting, go down. Sorry, I don't know what else to call it.
Oh, the picture with the bad
lighting. I recently noticed in Street View that it was not long ago unpainted. I don't know if that ever came across your desk, because I assume this is not part of that analysis.
This one? So the, you're talking about this one?
Yep.
So the issue is actually the installation of the railing in general. Historically, the building didn't have one. And they are saying that their insurance, they could not get home insurance unless they put it there. And you can see this has been 4 years.
Well, so, I don't know if that is, I don't know what you yeah. want to do with that information, but
yeah,
it was recently painted.
Thank you. Last appreciate it. 10
years. We're yeah. moving ahead.
Yes, we're still fighting the good fight on that one.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, I will ask if there is any other business.
What's our, oh, you all were gonna wait a couple of meetings to see who you all want to nominate as vice chair, right? Do you want me to put that on the agenda for next month to nominate a nominating committee?
I would think that it's been at least for the majority of the new members, it's been what, this is your fourth meeting? Yeah. So yes.
So the next meeting we will nominate a nominating committee.
A nominating committee. And then you all will accept your, if there are no volunteers, because we have to make a notification that there's going to be a nomination. Transparency, folks. All right. So nominating committee for vice chair. So I will add that under other business. I'll add that under other business for next month.
Okay. And our next meeting is July 27, 2022.
And I'm not sure what the process is, but I know I will not be here, but I can probably join remotely.
I'll let Pam explain the state law for that.
Yes, with regard to attending meetings virtually, the state law is that you can attend twice virtually if you are out of the state, but you can't attend if we don't have, you can't make up a quorum. We actually have to have a quorum. So you can do that, but if or if you're out ill, then you'll send us a doctor's note that lets us know that you're out ill, and then you can attend virtually. But other than that, no. We can't attend virtually anymore, except for twice per year.
Twice per year. Perfect. Thank you.
The emergency that was implemented because of COVID is now over. And so we've got to go back to having in-person meetings.
Thank you for explaining that. I think that helps us all.
Yeah. So if you do want to attend virtually, just when Bree does her quorum call, just tell her you want to attend virtually and that you have one left for the year or whatever. And we can get Julie to send you a panelist link.
And also, yes, when I send out the information for the next meeting requesting your attendance, please respond, because many times I don't get a response. Therefore, I have no idea if some of you are attending or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Happy Lit by Nye second.
Thank you. See you next month.